Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Another hour of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack. We'll be back shortly.
A Christmas Eve ride with Secret, Zeus, and Wilbur from Katie LeBed's in Hortonville, Wisconsin. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the farm. The horses were restless, but cozy and warm. Secret stood watchful, his coat slick and bright, eyes shining with magic in the soft winter light. Beside him stood Zeus, his stance bold and proud, with a snort like thunder, deep, strong, and loud. Wilbur the donkey, with coat soft as snow, dreamed of sweet clover and moonlight's soft glow. The barn doors creaked open. A surprise was in store. A sleigh and red ribbons laid there on the floor. With laughter and joy, the three were all hitched to a sleigh trimmed with garlands, silver and stitched. Through fields thick with snow, they cantered and flew. Secret led swiftly, his strides sure and true. Zeus trod behind with his power and might, while Wilbur pranced softly, his spirit so light. Over hills and through valleys, they traveled with cheer, spreading warmth and good wishes to all far and near. Their hooves left behind a trail bright and clear as stars danced above, spreading holiday cheer. When dawn broke at last, they returned to their stalls, their spirits at peace as snow started to fall. Secret, Zeus, and Wilbur, tired and warm, settled down for a rest in the quiet, snug barn. As they lay dreaming of Christmas Eve's flight, the three brought magic on this winter's night. With hearts full of wonder, they drifted to sleep. Merry Christmas to all from the stables so deep.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rocking around the HRN tree, Glenn and Ashley on the air. It's now hour 4. There's laughter galore as we find out who knows more.
Hi, this is Kelly Van Tile, System Administrator for StatelineTac.com, and it's hour number 4 of the Horse Radio Network 6th Holiday Radiothon. Head on over to StatelineTac.com for all of your horse and equestrian needs.
That means we are halfway done with this radiothon. Ashley, how you doing over there?
Better now.
Okay, I just finished glass number 1. I have to get glass number 2 now. I have to head over that direction.
I just got a big glass, and we call it a couch pour in our house, so you don't have to get up off the couch to get more.
So now it's a radiothon pour, so you don't have to get up, get up and get more. Welcome to Hour 4 of the Trivia Hour of the Horse Radio Network 6-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack, with additional support provided by Kentucky Performance Products and our friends at Benefab. I am Glenn DeGeek, and emceeing with me for the full 6 hours is my friend and host of the Sleep Stories for Equestrians podcast, the Quarter Horse podcast, and the Show Jumping podcast. We need to give you more to do. Obviously, just you're not busy at all.
Obviously. I don't know why people aren't sick of me. They're like, her again? Yeah. Does she really need to talk more?
So we have 3 more hours to go with over, I think there's $2,000 or $2,500 in prizes left. We still have multiple hosts, and we have a whole bunch of fun planned for you the rest of the time. You can find the complete schedule and all the information about this at holidayradiothon.com.
And just a quick reminder that our charity this year is Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Virginia. They work with the most severe of rescue cases and have helped to rehabilitate and place into loving homes over 100 horses, donkeys, and mules each year. We chatted with them in hour 1 if you missed it. You can donate at ahomeforeveryhorse.com/support. This hour, Glenn and I are your hosts for my favorite holiday trivia competition, You guys will recognize them from Horses in the Morning and maybe last year's Radiothon if you were at that party. And you're going to meet them shortly.
One of the things we never do in Radiothon is we've been very careful over the probably 50 guests that we've had on Radiothons over the years is never to duplicate. But Ashley and I had so much fun with these two last year that we were like, okay, they're coming back. They're the first time we made an exception to that rule because they were so hilarious. So we're very glad. You're going to like it, and we're going to start that shortly. But at the end of the hour, we'll be giving away $750 worth of goodies from Tough One, Trafalgar Square Books, Utter Tech. You heard that right. I had never heard of this company before, but they have some terrific products. WeatherBeta, Crypto Arrow, and Stateline Tack. So let's ask the trivia question for the listeners to win. So wake up, pay attention. You get a chance now. First one to put the answer in there, Jennifer will acknowledge, and you'll win
the ornament.
The ornament right there from Jessica Troop. Our terrific. By the way, you can go buy all of these things. Just go to horseradionetwork.com/gifts, and we have hats and mugs and all kinds of stuff with the official artwork that we do every year for Horse Radio Network for the holidays. You can get all kinds of stuff. I know a lot of you have the ornaments from every year, and I know a lot of you do the mugs. I have the mugs from every year. So head on over there. You can get, if you have a Horse Radio Network fan in your life, then that's a perfect thing to do. Just go to horseradionetwork.com/gifts.
All right. And this hour's trivia question: how many gifts in total are given in the 12 days of Christmas song?
Tricky question.
Tricky.
All right. Well, right on time. Jemmy, take us away. We're going to hear from our friends at Stateline Tack, and then we're going to go to our annual trivia competition.
Picture a place where the love for horses isn't just a business strategy, it's a way of life. At Stateline Tack, our dedication to the equine world goes beyond the bottom line. We are a family-owned business fueled by the same passion that drives you. With deep roots in the community, we proudly support associations, sponsor riders, and contribute to the well-being of the equine world. Choose a brand that shares your passion. Choose Stateline Tack. Get 30% off any $129 order or more. Enter coupon code HRN at checkout. Please note, some products are not eligible for the additional discount due to manufacturer restrictions. These are noted in your shopping cart. That's coupon code HRN.
Another trivia hour of Radiothon, and we are very, very excited to have a returning duo who are going to go against each other in another heated battle of holiday trivia again this year. And let me introduce, this is pre-recorded, so if you're writing the answers, you can write the answers in the comments all you want, and we won't see them, and you won't miss them. Well, we have comedian, actress, and writer Pam Stone. You know her for 7 seasons and ABC's hit sitcom Coach, and also she's a comedian, she's a stand-up, she does all kinds of different things, but she also does equestrian stuff. She's a dressage rider, and Pam, I know you have the bronze and silver. Did you get the gold, by the way?
I did not have the gold medal.
Okay. No. You will, because you got yourself a new horse. Congratulations. Just like last week.
I have a new one. He's 4. So I might be like coming up center line on my rascal on the phone with my jitterbug when he's ready to go FEI. But he's good. And he's like, he's 18-1 and he's 4 years old.
18, oh my God.
You're going to get a nosebleed, Pam.
Yeah, well, I'm 7'6". So I'm actually 6'1". And when I get on him, my friends go, you know, he looks like 16'2" when you're on him. I dwarf everything. So, but thanks for bringing it up. He's a lot excited. And come to the Facebook page, Stones Throw Farm Dressage, and check him out.
And yeah, he's very, very adorable. Thank you. Perfect for you. Yeah, I think it's perfect. Congratulations. Doc, look at all that artwork behind you. Now, we know you as a veterinarian. We know you as a comedian. We know you as an author. You're a painter?
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Yeah. Doc, you sound like you just sat on your keys. I'm fascinated. fascinated by that. Do you work in watercolor? What is that behind you?
Oh, that's oil.
That is oil. That's lovely. Yeah. That's lovely.
I think we need a show and tell.
Yeah, you just started?
I've been doing pencil and watercolor for about 20 years, and here this fall I just branched over into oil. We have a world class oil painter that goes to church with us, and she's been giving me lessons. So I'm enjoying it. It's a whole new medium. It's a whole different way of looking at things.
Do you have one right there you can show the camera?
Yeah. This is my backyard. Hold on. So
hey, listen to Mexico, keep that in mind.
Don't laugh. I'm just now learning. So this is my fourth effort into oil.
That's lovely.
It's brilliant.
I mean, look at the clouds. Look at the.
That's my backyard.
Wow. Not bad. Not bad at all.
That's amazing, Doc.
You're very.
Well, thank you. I'm not ready to cut off my ear yet, but you know.
Why, Ayana?
That's funny. Well, Doc, congratulations. Pam, congratulations. It's time now for the annual holiday trivia battle. Okay. And the way this is going to work, Ashley has put together the questions. So if they are bad and you don't like them, blame her. I will acknowledge whether you are correct or incorrect by using the sound effects we had last year. The bell means you are correct. Means you were incorrect. So that is how we're going to tell whether you're correct or incorrect. Do we remember who won last year, Pam? Do we remember? It doesn't matter. But.
It's all an alcoholic blur to me.
Yeah.
The way we like it around here.
I think we did this later in the day and we were all drinking a little sooner.
I think we were doing a little. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Parole means nothing to most people.
So it's two rounds of three, and then we have a little bonus for you at the end that Ashley put together. So, all right, Ashley, question number one goes to Pam.
Okay. What was Rudolph almost named? Was it Rusty, Reginald, or Rover?
Well, luckily I have, because I didn't have time to get a Christmas sweater for the show. So I have Rudolph right here and I stuck him in my bra.
So you better not get it wrong since he's at second base.
Donner and Blitzen are a little pissed off, but let me see. They're in other underwear you don't want to hear about. And in the South, you know, I am in such a small town. We're not near any stores. I have to get like my teddies and thongs from like Carhartt. And it's itchy. It's itchy. And I just say that. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see what Rudolph says. What does he say? Reginald.
Oh my gosh. That's correct.
That's what he said.
I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Good job, Rudolph.
Well done.
All right. 1 point for Rudolph and 0 for Pam and Doc.
Next question. All right, Doc. What do Dutch children call the horse that Santa rides? Stroopwafel, Sinterklaas, or Amerigo?
UPS. That wasn't one of the guesses.
Nor is Amazon.
Okay. Can I get the choices again? That's been a long time.
Yes. What did Dutch children call the horse that Santa rides? Stroopwafel, Sinterklaas, or Amerigo?
Oh, Sinterklaas.
Oh, Doc.
That's Dutch for Santa.
Oh, well, I was very close.
Very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
What was it?
All right. The answer is Amerigo.
Oh, okay. I knew it was a Stroopwafel because I had some of those when we were over in Norway. So
yeah, they are
such a delicious treat.
What's the answer? And I thought it can't be Stroopwafel unless they're, because that is a cookie, unless they're naming him a cookie. So, but Sinterklaas, because my Dutch, I know this. Sorry, Doc.
Oh, well, good thing I didn't ask you.
Yeah, good thing you didn't.
Okay,
all right, back to Pam.
Yes.
What well-known Christmas carol became the first song ever broadcast from space in 1965? Is it Jingle Bells, Oh Holy Night, or Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
What do you think?
A long answer.
I know that he may enact tariffs, but we can't talk about that right now. Okay. All right. I think it's Oh Holy Night.
Incorrect.
The right answer was Jingle Bells.
Yes. See, that's what I was trying to tell him.
He wasn't listening.
Because I said, you can't go there. It's probably not going to be a hymn because it's from space and there's a lot of people on the earth.
Intergalactic law and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right. And other religions, yeah. Keeping that in mind, that's what I was trying to tell him. So you're fired.
All right. Doc is up.
All right. What is the biggest Christmas light display in North America? Is it New York City or the Rockefeller Center, Christmas Town at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, or the White House?
Oh,
wow.
Tough one.
Oh, I guess New York City.
Incorrect. Doc, you're on a roll here.
I'm consistent.
The correct answer is Christmas Town at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia, boasting more than 10 million Christmas lights.
Wow.
I haven't been to Williamsburg. We actually got, I proposed to my wife at Williamsburg 35 years ago. Yeah.
And were you dressed up like a colonial dude?
No, I didn't do that. No. And I wasn't wearing my Renaissance tights either. So
it wasn't.
Well, we just got electricity here in the high mountains of New Mexico, so I'm not real familiar with Christmas lights in general. So that's my excuse.
Likely story.
I understand that, Doc. I get it. All right. Now we're still at 1-0. Pam is in the lead after the end of round one. So let's continue on.
In what European country might you find hay under the tablecloth when you sit down to eat the traditional Christmas Eve supper, Vigilia? Is it Germany, Poland, or Austria?
And that's for me.
Yep.
You're the one who eats hay. Now, I've spent Christmas in Austria, and there was no hay involved. Because as a horse person, the first thing we'd be doing is flipping up the tablecloth and think, "What's that?
What kind it is?
Put that in the suitcase. Yeah. Get back. Do you know how much that is at home?" So it's not. So it's either Austria, Poland, or
Austria, Germany. Poland, or Germany.
It's definitely not Germany because I've spent Christmas there too, but I have not spent Christmas in Poland. And Rudolph's pretty sure it's Poland.
And Rudolph is correct.
Yes, you're hired again. Yeah.
I thought you threw him across the room.
Yeah, I did. And then like most corporate.
He flew back.
I said I needed, poorly paid labor to keep going. So he's back.
He's back.
And he works, and he works for, a little bit of grain and hay.
All right, Doc, you're next up.
Hey. How many ghosts visit Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? 3, 4, or 5?
3.
Doc, this sounds like a trick question, Doc.
3.
Technically 4. Because
see, I don't have a stuffed animal to confer with here, so I think Pam has a bit of an advantage.
I'm not going to disagree with you, Doc.
We need to send Doc a stuffed animal for next year.
Yeah, it is technically 4, isn't it? Because Joel Grey came first. Remember? Jacob Marley.
He comes to warn him that the three ghosts are coming to ruin his night.
Well, now we're at the end of the rounds, right? We did the last question.
That's right.
Okay, but we're not done. Because, Pam, you're leading 2-0. But, Doc, you have a chance to redeem yourself here. Doc's going to die when he finds out how. But you have a chance to redeem yourself.
No pressure.
So, go ahead. Explain this. This is new.
Okay, so I'm going to sing a line from a song, and the first person to finish that line from the song correctly gets a point. So this is going to be mass chaos.
All right.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
A Christmas song. These are all Christmas carols.
Four chances for points here. Okay. First one. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
And the very next day, you gave it away.
Yay!
Tammy well gets done. The point. Well done.
I wouldn't have gotten that one either, Doc. I'm with you.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Doc probably not the biggest Wham fan. I'm just guessing. I'm just saying.
All right. Next up. And since we've no place to go.
Let it snow. Let it snow.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
Well done, Doc. Well done.
He's on the board.
He was ready for that one. He was jumping in immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Two more of these.
He's making a list.
Checking it twice. Going to find out who's naughty and nice.
What's the next line, Doc? Going to find out who's naughty and nice?
Santa Claus is
dead. 2 points for Doc.
Creativity points.
That means this is the tiebreaker right here.
Okay. And no sounding it out. Like you have to fully deliver the correct line.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
On the which day?
Seventh.
The seventh day of
Christmas. Seven frogs leaping.
No. Seven lords are leaping.
Seven frogs leaping.
It's like a duck, but bigger, and they drown children.
Seven swans are swimming.
Yeah. That's right. I think you two are just going to remain tied. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us again. This is always a lot of fun when you join us every holiday. Give us real quick. We mentioned alcoholic beverages at the beginning because last year we did this at night. Pam, yeah. What's your favorite cocktail for the holidays?
My favorite cocktail for the holidays is anything with spiced rum.
All right, good, good. And Doc, do you have a favorite drink?
My favorite is anything that's free and cold.
Well, we're not talking about your wife. So
God, I hope she doesn't watch this. Pam, you've been in a few. You've participated in a few roasts, haven't you? Over the years.
A few rows. And my husband collects, he's into British sports car. And he said that they're not unlike me in that they tend to be, when they're cold, they're difficult to turn over. But you know, folks, the point that we're trying to make.
On that note, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. See you guys. Enjoy the blizzard.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Seven frogs are leaping.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
These holiday voicemails are brought to you by all of us at Kentucky Performance Products. Happy holidays, horse world.
Hi, this is Kim Watts again in usually sunny Southern California, and I have another submission for Radiothon, a poem. 'Twas the night before Radiothon, and all across the land, auditors were gathering, some even preparing a song. But Glenn and Ashley were teching all the tech stuff magic they do, all that stuff that flummoxes you know who. Meanwhile, Jamie was preparing her critter crew in hopes that no one would do something silly like throw a shoe. But be it animals or people, funny or not, Jamie's life provides show content, and we like that a lot. With our favorite hosts from our favorite shows, stories, laughter, prizes, and alcohol flows. Adulting heals down horsemanship and training with Mary Kay. Dressage still steals my heart, I have to say. Great sponsors from flooring to tack to supplements. I bought so much stuff, I will have to delay my retirement. But my life is much better, my horses is too. I think it's time, though, to plan another horse lover's cruise. No matter the horse, saddle, or discipline, I think of you all like family and friends. Life is too short not to enjoy the ride, so take each day and the holidays in stride. You can't get time back, so live each day with kindness and grace. I believe it's the best way. So this radiothon, I will raise my glass and toast to listeners, sponsors, and hosts. Happy horsey holidays and safe rides in the new year. My thanks to HRN. Cheers. Happy holidays, guys.
I want an Appaloosa for Christmas. Only an Appaloosa will do. I don't want a briar, no hobby horsey toy. I want an Appaloosa to ride and enjoy. I want an Appaloosa for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the barn door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning going to the barn. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see an Appaloosa on my farm. I want an Appaloosa for Christmas. Only an Appaloosa will do. No Percherons or tiny ponies. I only like Appaloosonies. And Appaloosonies like me too. I want an Appaloosa for Christmas. An Appaloosa is all I want. Mom says that a horse would take up all my time, but I think that would be just fine. I want an Appaloosa for Christmas. Either leopard or blanket will do. There's lots of room for him in our empty stall, because a barn that is not full is not okay at all. I can see me now on Christmas morning going to the barn. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see an Appaloosa on my farm. I want an Appaloosa for Christmas. Only an Appaloosa will do. No Percherons or tiny ponies. I only like Appaloosonies, and Appaloosonies like me too.
Hi everyone, this is Auditor Jane Herrera from Gilbert, Arizona, with a poem for all the horsey husbands and wives out there. I want to get a horse, I told him, something just for me. He said, okay, that's fine. How expensive could that be? I warned him that these ponies eat money like it's hay. He laughed and said, just do it. I'm sure we'll be okay. So I brought home a pony to my joy and delight and bought a bunch of tack. And my husband said, all right. Now there's board and feed and feet, the monthly bills we're spending. And now my husband's nervous. When will this be ending? I laughed never, and said, never. I warned you, the needs will never stop. And now my husband's anxious about the money we have to drop. But it's too late to change it. From my horse, I won't be parted. And my poor husband's regretting the day that this all started. His wife smells like a barn. Her hair is full of hay. He wishes he could go back to that fateful day. Ask his wife to take up knitting or mixing cookie batter instead of riding horses, so his wallet would be fatter. Wishing all of you a happy, healthy, and horsey holiday season. Happy Radiothon!
Every pony is a pooper. That means, darling, so are you. Pony pooper, pony pooper. Every pony makes his piles of green and stinky pony poo. Pony pooper, pony pooper. Oh, there's a pretty pony grazing in the grass. Do, do, do. When he's done digesting, it's time for it to pass. It comes right out his ass. Every pony is a pooper, but I love my little trooper. He's my uber super duper pony pooper.
Plop.
Hello, HRN. This is Sam Reeves of Love Field Farms in Kentucky. I hope everyone is having a brilliant and stress-free holiday season. This is with apologies to Emily Dickinson. Hope is a thing with hooves that gallops in the soul and neighs the tune without the words and never stops at all. Then the sweetest in the field is heard, and dread must be the storm that could abash the little horse that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chilliest land and on the strangest sea, and yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb of me. Sending everyone hope and strength for this winter of rest.
Happy holidays from Elizabeth Harris in Georgia. Here's my poem. Christmas is coming all over the world, especially exciting if you're a horsey boy or girl. Dreams of saddles, bridles, and saddle pads galore. And of course, gift cards to your favorite tech store. HRN and sponsors work very hard all year to bring the latest horse news to our ears. We laugh with you and we cry with you. The wonderful guests you bring on inspire us too. So we wish HRN staff, sponsors, and hosts the best holiday season and new year surrounded by those who love you most. Keep it up, guys. We love you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Got an easy keeper in your barn? Concerned that she might not be getting all the nutrients she needs from that handful of grain? Get MicroPhase. MicroPhase provides the vitamins and minerals your easy keeper needs without any extra calories. To learn more, visit kppusa.com today.
I have been looking forward to this segment in Radiothon all day. We have a couple of very special guests. They've both been listeners of ours for a very long time and auditors, and I know them both. One lives very close to me, actually. But last year during Radiothon, especially in the last hour, we highlighted and honored a couple of people. One of them, Phil, who was the host of the Dressage Radio Show, who passed away last year from cancer, and a couple of other of our friends who passed away from cancer last year. This year, we're changing tacks a little bit in that we want to honor those that have survived and show you that there is hope if you catch it early enough. And all three of us here are survivors. That's what we are. And we wanted to talk about that a little bit. Rachel's out there in Las Vegas. She works for Cirque du Soleil. She's a fellow theater geek like me. And we've talked about this many times, and I'm going to get out there to see your show one of these days, and I'm going to get backstage. I'm so excited about that. But you're a 4-H rider. You competed in local horse shows. Auditors all know the story of your horses and their various woes. I think they've had more health problems than actually you have. So, and that's saying something.
So we're doing our best to support the local equine vet clinic. I'm just
yeah.
We're doing our best.
They now have a boat that they own with your name on it. So
there's a party yacht and then, out at Lake Mead. Yeah.
Yeah. A fellow Ocalian. Is that how we say it?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think it's a word, but we just made one. So we'll make it up. Lindsay Ardmore is here with us. Lindsay's been listening to shows for a long time. She's a hunter jumper. I got following Lindsay because she was a super marketer and I love following her marketing messages and stories. But you have another business that you started in town that we were all chuckling about at the beginning. So tell us what that is.
Yes, it's called Browns Ocala. It is a luxury spray tanning salon, and I cater to a lot of horse girls because they can all relate to those translucent legs.
Farmer tans.
Oh, it's bad.
Nobody knows that better than a horse person, male or female. We all have those tans.
It's bad. Yeah. I love it.
They're great from here down. They're terrific.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous.
My forearms are bronze.
Yeah, you're like, they're so nice.
Nobody looks at the legs. We're not looking at the legs.
But yeah.
So, Rachel, when did you find you had cancer?
So last January, I was walking home. I'd just gotten in the car, and I felt this really deep pain in my left breast. And it was one of those things where the seconds I felt it, like, you just know. And I'm like, that's bad. That is very, very bad. But, you know, then I kind of forgot about it for a day or so. And I was in the shower and I found a lump in my armpit. And that's when I went, oh God, that's a symptom of breast cancer. And then the next day in the shower, again, I felt a pain and I felt a huge lump in my left breast. So yeah, and at that point I was like, the gut instinct was like, nope, I think this is a thing. So I went to my gynecologist who was like, you know, it's don't fret too much, you know, it's probably nothing. Let's check this out. But I went, I got biopsied, I did the whole thing, and sure enough, it ended up being stage 3 lobular breast cancer, and there were 6 positive lymph nodes with it. So we had scheduled a double mastectomy, and the interesting thing was in my right breast, which had the which we all thought was pretty much okay, they found over 10 centimeters of pre-breast cancer. Mm. So that would have probably been really bad in a few years too. So that's my story.
You were through surgery, chemo, the whole thing.
I am so far doing good, feeling pretty good now.
And you're technically in remission. I hate that word, by the way.
Yeah, we still go in and I get checked out every 6 weeks or so. But thus far, knock on wood, everything has been great. I'm feeling a whole lot better. My energy's come back, pretty chipper. My hair is growing. So it was a year, but it's you know, gotten a lot better now. So definitely doing better.
And like my colon cancer, had we not caught it early enough, neither of us would be sitting here today.
No. And the kind of cancer that it is, it's actually pretty tricky to see. So, and I'm young. I was 44.
How old?
No,
44.
No family history, no genetic history. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I was active. So, yeah, if it weren't for, you know. Yeah, I definitely encourage people to get mammograms and all that. You know, it's worth it.
And your horse is in the background. You got to show your horse.
Oh. yeah. Let's hey, see if Poppy. This is the infamous Poppy. When you see me, she was one of our star horses a few years ago. So when we did
Hi, Poppy. We've certainly heard enough about Poppy in the audience.
Oh my gosh, Poppy is such a character. She's like, I'm eating. Can you not? Yeah. She is a good girl. A good girl. So,
Lindsay, you're even younger. So what was your?
Yeah. Oh man, I was 31 when I got diagnosed 9 days before my 32nd birthday.
Happy birthday, huh?
What a great birthday. It was horrible. Yeah. Oh man, I actually tell everybody, like, breast implants saved my life because of like my fastidious checking and massaging. I found a lump like directly on top, like right here. And I had noticed it, but I hadn't thought anything of it. I talked to people, they said it was hormonal. And so I waited and I waited. And finally, much like Rachel was like, oh, I like knew like this is breast cancer. And so I went through the biopsy and all that stuff. And I was really grateful when I walked into the doctor, and because of my family history, my mom died of breast cancer last year. She was genetic. And then I have a grandmother and an aunt who were genetic BRCA, different genes, and cousins and stuff like that. And so I'm really glad when I walked into the surgeon and I said, I want bilateral mastectomies. It was a tiny, tiny tumor. It was like 0.6 centimeters. And he said, absolutely. Like, let's take it. So I didn't have to do radiation. I didn't have to do chemo. The type of cancer that it is, it doesn't respond to those things. So, but I do have to do endocrine therapy for the next 5 to 10 years, but that's okay because I'm alive and I have small kids.
Can you explain that for those that don't know what that is?
Yeah. So it's kind of the cool wave of the future, man. But even though it's been around a long time. So what they do is depending on if you're premenopausal or postmenopausal, they give you certain drugs. And the one I'm on, because I'm premenopausal, basically binds to the estrogen receptors and makes it so it can't bind to the cancer cells that I have, which are estrogen positive.
So the goal of it and what my, they do these cool things called like a mammoprint and an oncotype, and they test all your cancer against all these other women's cancers and see what's like going to be helpful or not. And, you know, like what your odds are and stuff. And with just endocrine therapy for 5 years or 10 years, I have a 98% chance of being cancer free in 5 years. So that's exciting.
Well, I'm happy that you're both cancer free at this point. I'm happy that we all are. And, you know, there are resources out there. I know, Lindsay, you're working hard right now. I see a lot of your posts and you're working hard right now for awareness, for people to get checked. And I think the thing that has been hard is doctors, especially with colon cancer, they wouldn't even do the tests if you were under 50. Now they've lowered that to 40. And now, last time I was in to the colon doctor, he said, I have so many 35-year-olds with cancer right now. We're doing colon tests for anybody that comes in. They're not arguing anymore. And I think it's that way with breast cancer, too.
Well, yeah. And my experience was really, really difficult because I knew in 2018 when my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer that I'm getting breast cancer. It's happening to me. And I went in and they wouldn't do anything for me. And they told me because I wasn't genetic, I had genetic testing done, that I was normal. And so I could come back at 40. And when I had a lump, it was like, well, you know, you're probably hormonal. I'm like, this is not hormonal. Like, I know it's not hormonal. And they fought me on it. And I ended up having, you know, some pretty serious like bills from, I paid out of pocket to get my diagnosis because I couldn't get insurance to accept it. So, but there, I went to Moffitt, which here everybody is like Moffitt Cancer Research is like creme of the creme. I went there for a second opinion and my doctor said there's so many women under 40. And the other thing that I've been really advocating for is because we're under that age threshold, it's really, really hard to get a referral to go get a mammogram. I think everybody needs to be at least getting ultrasounds. Like my cancer didn't show on mammogram, but it did show on an ultrasound because I could feel it. And if you are, you know, not of the age where you can go get a mammogram and like self-refer and you have to go to a doctor and they want to give you the runaround, like getting an ultrasound, there's companies out there that do radiologist read bilateral ultrasounds that can give you peace of mind. And I think I wish I had known about that.
Before we wrap up today, I wanted to do some resources from each of you that what you would recommend. Obviously, I recommend colonoscopies. And by the way, women get colon cancer, too. That's another myth out there. It's only men. That's not true at all. And so go get a colonoscopy. You can do it now. Insurance won't fight you at 40 and above anymore. So go get that done. And if you do know somebody, if you have colon cancer and you're a man, or you have somebody in your life that's a man with colon cancer, I highly recommend Man Up to Cancer. It's a Facebook group. It's called The Howling Place, and it's all men with cancer, all different kinds of cancer. By the way, men can get breast cancer too, and do get breast cancer all the time. That's another myth out there, right? Yeah. But I recommend Man Up to Cancer, The Howling Place. It's a huge support group of men. They can go talk to each other about their marriages, about stuff that's going on, about their cancers. And it was a huge help to me. And I stay in that group now, even though I'm cancer-free at this point, because they're just a good group of people helping each other. Rachel, do you have a resource that you would say or something you would?
The one thing I would say is if you have dense breast tissue or moderately dense, because I think there's, of course, the horse next to me is playing with her toy.
Yeah, I hear that.
Anyways, if you have dense or moderately dense, insist upon an ultrasound or an MRI, because mammograms do so much, especially like my type of cancer, lobular doesn't form, you know, round. It lays flat. So mammograms could miss it, especially with dense breast tissue. So once again, ask for mammograms at a young age, and if you have dense breast tissue, go with an ultrasound or an MRI. The other thing is, there is, if you know the worst does happen and you do end up with it, there is a Facebook group called Equestrians for Breast Cancer. Yeah, stop. Sorry, as soon as I stood up, she just looked at me with a halo between her ears. Oh, there it goes again. Equestrians with Breast Cancer, and it is a wonderful resource. It's a Facebook group as well. But yeah, and there's a lot of low-cost mammovans I have seen in our town. I know if you Google low-cost mammograms, there are a ton of resources out there, and especially the colon cancer thing. Cologuard is also at the moment going above and beyond. Like, we switched insurances and suddenly there was a Cologuard kit for free on my front porch.
Yes.
So I think there's also some low cost.
And that's becoming more available all the time. Lindsay, one other, anything else?
Yeah. So something that I wish I had known about, and I think everyone should get, and like Rachel said, demand an ultrasound, is it's a company called HerScan, and they come around, they're all around the country. And basically they come to a place and they do bilateral ultrasounds. It's a low cost. It's under $300. They don't accept insurance, but they do take your HSA card and they get that read by a radiologist. And you can take that to your primary care and say, I need an order for a biopsy. Or you can take it to, you know, a lot of these places where they're doing the HER scan actually have, like, I know the one here in Ocala specifically, she's a nurse practitioner and she will be writing orders if you have anything that looks concerning. So please get checked. And I've been telling every girl I know over 25, like, start now, because it's happening younger and younger and chances are very highly good that you will probably have some experience with something in your breast.
Well, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you both for joining me about this important topic. And we're all still here, right? We're all still here. There's a hashtag that they use in the men's cancer group, and I can't say it on this show, but you can kind of figure out what it is. It's KFG. You can kind of figure out what that is. So think on that. Keep blank going. So that's all we can do, right? And congratulations. And I'm glad we're all still here today. And let's hope that this encourages one person that was thinking about it to go out and get checked today.
Oh, there is one thing I do want to say. If you do get diagnosed, don't give up. There are so many resources. Every day they are finding more cures, more things like the endocrine therapy Lindsay mentioned. I'm on a couple of things that even 2 years ago were almost like science fiction, and now they're a reality. So don't despair. Like, there is so much out there. It's the survival rates are phenomenal right now. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
There's hope. There's definitely hope.
Oh, there's absolutely hope. Yeah.
Well, we are back, and I wanted to thank you all for allowing me to do that. That was very important for me to do this year. A little cheery night right now.
Oh, Glennie, I know. I was raising my glass to you guys. You know, we were talking, texting and saying the holidays come with a lot of emotions, and I think it's beautiful that we took some time to talk about something really important and dear to your heart and our listeners, you know.
And thank you to both of them. They've both been listeners for one of them. Actually, Rachel is in here right now in chat. So she got to see herself and hear how loud and noisy her horse is.
I'm sorry I had to edit one part out, girlfriend. Yeah. Poppy was trying to steal the show, and I said, no.
And we also want to mention our other charity we are raising money for, Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue. They do terrific work in Virginia. Rescue about and adopt out about 100 horses a year that are in the worst shape. So if you have $10 extra to give to them, we do it through a partner of ours, ahomeforeveryhorse.com/support. Well, all the money will go out to them. So let's do some giveaways at the end of this hour. What a fun hour between trivia. I laughed again at trivia, and you know, we did it. I just
I know. I wish so badly that Pam and Doc had their own show. And then, you know, I was sitting here thinking, Glenn, look at my shirt. It looks like Doc. It says, giddy up,
it kinda does.
Horse, pick up your feet. I have the cactus.
It kind of does.
Say that with love, Doc, if you're listening.
Unfortunately, his internet is terrible, so I think he only heard about half of what we said in the whole interview. But we'll have to have him come up to your house. He lives in New Mexico. We'll have to have him come up to your house next time. All right. Well, let's give away some prizes.
This year's prize giveaways are proudly sponsored by Benefab. Preventative maintenance is a crucial part of keeping your horse sound, comfortable, and performing their best. Create your perfect preventative or rehabilitative regimen for you or your horses by visiting benefabproducts.com today and take advantage of an exclusive listener discount of 10% with coupon code HRN at checkout. Discount valid through midnight on December 8th. Glenn, are these just going to get harder to read? Is it like because I'm drinking or did you stack them this way?
Third glass. It's like, I think in a bottle of champagne now, the bottles are so thick, you only get about four glasses anyway.
Sure, honey, so. Whatever you have to tell yourself.
All right. Tough One Festive Gift Pack. By the way, what we're going to do, because we don't have anybody to pick numbers.
Do I get to pick some numbers?
No, we're going to let the listeners pick numbers. The first number I see in the comments after I read the ad, I'm going to go, and that's the one that's going to win. So it's the first one I see, okay?
All right.
So Tough One Festive Gift Pack worked over $150. This $150 festive gift package provided by Tough One includes a five-piece elf sheet set, one-quarter sheet, four leg wraps, four rain covers, two ear elf hats, and a three-piece halter cover set. I have to put this ad in the first hour.
That's
time.
What I'm saying.
Elf hat and helmet cover. So it has all this incredible stuff in it. It's from Tough One, which is a really cool company and a sponsor of Equine Network. And we love them over there. Has a stackable boot case, a cotton lead rope. I mean, there's just a pile of stuff in here. And it's all very festive. As you can see in the picture there, it's all very festive. So we're going to give one of those away. It's worth $150. And thank you to Tough One for doing that. We really appreciate it. So the first one number I see right now, between 1 and 548. Let's see who writes in there. Well,
you've had a lot of numbers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The first one I saw after I read the ad was Summer, number 12. All right. So let's go with that. And that's Alicia Russell. Alicia Russell from Iowa wins the Tough One. So congratulations to Alicia. All right. So what's up next? Let's see how you do reading the ad.
I'm going to take a sip first just to up the ante.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay. From Trafalgar Square Books, Equisize by Sally Batten and Christina Keim. We just had her on Horses in the Morning.
We did. Yes.
In this accessible, highly illustrated guide, former Dartmouth equestrian team coach Sally Batten shares her secret to 30 years of winning riders and championship teams, a unique series of progressive mounted exercises that improves cardiovascular and muscular fitness for riders of all abilities and levels.
All right. Now, the next number I see between 1 and 548 is going to be the winner, and that number is 349 by Heidi. So let's see who that is. 349. Let's see if Heidi picked herself. Lindsay Pierce won that. So congratulations, Lindsay. We stayed at Lindsay's house during one of the road shows. We stayed there for a couple days.
Oh, well, so. I have to say, too, Lindsay's been my auditor mommy bestie. We've stayed in touch because she had her baby just a little bit before me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Great. Terrific. So. All right. The next one up is Utter Tech. Oh, this is going to be a fun one to read at this point. Two Utter Tech prize packs worth $100 each. And this was a company I'd never heard of, but it's cool. Utter Tech offers waterproof workwear that is machine washable. You will win a pair of Utter Tech's popular waterproof bibbed overalls, which you can see there in the picture, and a shoulder guard to go with them. Now, the shoulder guard you could give to your veterinarian friends. They're the ones that would appreciate that. Also, it includes a roll-up top bag, and it's great to put your messy Utter Tech gear in before getting back in the truck. You can wash the bag and the items when you get back into the clinic or at home. The winner can choose the size and color for each of these items. The shoulder guards are available for your left or right arm. If you don't need this item, if you don't want the waterproof coveralls and you don't need the shoulder guard, donate it to your vet. She'll love it. This company makes a lot of stuff for veterinarians. So we're going to give away two of these gift certificates worth $100 each. The prize pack's worth $100 each. So the next number I see, 78. Lisa said 78. I'll need one more. So number 78 is Caroline Cutlers from, oh my God, Michigan.
Oh my God.
They're all from Michigan.
I feel like this is like a coup, a Michigan takeover. They're taking over Radio Network.
Good job. And then we need one more, 11, Peggy. So number 11. is Alex Paget.
I'm going with,
could be.
Maybe.
Alex knows who she is. And she's in Massachusetts, so we finally get out of Michigan. So you can either use this one. You could use this one, actually, up in Massachusetts. It's very wet and rainy at times. So that's the Utter Tech. What's next?
Next is a Weatherbeta Comfitec Essential Combo Neck Medium Weight valued at $160.
Good
price.
This is
strong, classic style at a great price. The Weatherbeta Comfitec Essential Combo Neck Medium features a strong and durable 1200 denier ripstop outer shell with guard tech coating that is both waterproof and breathable with 220 grams of warm polyfill. The 210 denier strong and durable lining is smooth, providing less friction and rubbing of the coat while enhancing the shine. Traditional side gussets for natural movement and twin low cross sur shingles, twin adjustable buckle front closure.
What was that again? Okay, what was that word again, Ashley?
Sur shingles. Find the Weatherbeta Comfitec Essential Combo Neck Medium Weight at weatherbeta.com.
All right, I need a number. So first one I see. Somebody post the number. I'm waiting for the next number. Did you guys all fall asleep? We need a number. You're supposed to pick your own winner. Oh, maybe we're on a delay here too.
Oh,
I don't. 216. Go. That was Sherry. So 216. 216 is Jane Tomish from Florida. Yay, we finally have a Florida winner. Oh no, she won a blanket. Well, you can always gift it. We're not saying you can't. So that's the, so congratulations for that. And then I think the last one we have, oh no, we have two more.
Two more. We have still so many prizes to give away.
I know. It's Heather insane. And Natalie, hold on. We'll get to you. we're giving away prizes here. A five bag Crypto Arrow Plus Horse Supplement worth $225.
I'm sorry, Glenn. Can you say that word again?
No. Support your whole horse with the whole food benefits of the Crypto Arrow Plus Horse Supplement. I did. See, I nailed it. Made with only whole ingredients from real foods, this supplement offers a variety of health benefits for equines, including digestive enzymes derived from plants to support a healthy gut and intestinal lining. It's also great for capillary strength, joints, the immune system, kidney and thyroid health, and a gleaming coat. It all comes from the fine ingredients like milled chia seed, kelp, a word I can't say, rose hips, and without any artificial artificial additives. Visit cryptoarrow.com. And so a $225 winner coming up. And yes, it is a 5-pound bag, correct? So I need another number. So somebody give me another number.
And the word, by the way, is spirulina.
Oh, thank you. All right. Carol Carter said number three. So Kathy White wins that. And she is from New York. So we have another New York winner, too. So and then the last one, I'll just pick a number. Summer said 339 is going to win the State Line Tack gift certificate for $50. And of course, State Line Tack's having all kinds of sales this weekend because of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So head on over there. They also have the discount coupon that we hear about at the end of every hour for 30% off. So you can find that also. So let's pick a winner for that. Summer was 339. 339 is Lisa Dow. Lisa Dow wins that State Line Tack gift certificate for, yeah. Lisa was a cruise buddy.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So I'm glad she won that in hour four. All right. That's it for this hour. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you had a little fun. We're heading over to hour five now of the Holiday Radiothon as Adulting with Horses is up next. It's appropriate as we're sliding into the evening with our champagne in hand. Don't forget the audio version of the Radiothon will be available tomorrow on the Horses in the Morning podcast feed, the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed, and the Auditor feeds. No need to miss a minute. Jemmy, take us into hour five.